And because it is our relationship show, we have our relationship expert joining us now via the phone is the lovely, beautiful, and very wise Jen Glantz. And she's been a published writer for over 13 years and talking about relationships and has a great, great gift and power for relating to people. And you can follow her on Twitter at TThingsILearned. And the website would be thethingsilearned.com. And what got our attention was this fabulous article. And I really like when people throw it down and tell it like it is. And it's entitled 10 Truths No One Will Tell You About Dating. How you doing, Jen? Thanks for joining us on Speakeasy.
I'm doing well, Carla. Thanks so much for having me.
And you have a book called All My Friends Are Engaged.
Yes, I do. So I actually wrote that book a couple months ago because it became the sudden truth of my life that all of my friends were getting engaged.
Are they still engaged? Are some married? Did anybody split up yet?
You know, most of them are still engaged, and I am very happy for them. But I wrote the book because I wanted to show everyone that while your friends may be getting engaged, it's perfectly okay to be single and to be who you are in life.
And the first, you start off in your article by dispelling some very popular books like we all read, He's Just Not That Into You, which I used to say to some of my girlfriends before that book came out, and then they would punch me in the face, and so I stopped saying that. And then I remember this book I read as well, that Why Men Love Bitches, and I'm like, I need to get into the hot tub time machine, go back to high school, and be way bitchier. You're saying that these are not necessarily, they didn't help you when you got out in the wild dating.
No, I felt that after I read those books, I would be on dates and I would be questioning every move I made, every text message I sent, every thank you I wanted to say, and I felt like I was not becoming the dater that I wanted to be, and it was inhibiting who I really was, and that's what these advice books and these advice columns do, is they hold you back. So that's why I wrote the list, because I wanted to show people the 10 things that you really should follow when it comes to dating and throw all the other garbage to the side.
I'd like this. We're going to get into those. Remember the book, The Rules? How ridiculous was that? That was old school. Like, that was setting women back, not just to the 50s, but the 1850s, I think. Okay, so let's go through, let's rock through these tips. The first one is, if you have to meet people, here's a shock. You actually have to try. You have to get out of your home.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what it is.
People complain that they're single, but they don't do anything about it, and they don't leave their apartments, and they don't leave behind their computer screens. You have to get out there and try if you want to be successful in anything you do in life.
All right. And number two, you say, if it's not passionate, if it's not all-consuming, I can't stop thinking about you, I'm having sexual fantasies that involve you, a unicorn, and a midget, why bother?
Exactly. There's so many things in life that are just boring and plain, and we have to kind of go with them. When it comes to love and dating, it should be exciting, and it should be something that you're looking forward to.
Absolutely.
And I love this one, because I really agree, and this is what I mean by mentoring or finding. You say, find an example. So if it's not your folks, if your parents haven't stayed together, or a friend, or you just say, like, you know, watch a couple in a diner. I love this part, Jen, who are 96
exactly.
And still making googly eyes.
People all around you who are falling in love every day, and I'm lucky enough to have parents who are perfect examples, who love each other and have been there for each other for many years. And if you don't have that, that's still okay. You know, look around you and look at the people who are walking on the street holding hands. That's reason enough that love is out there.
Awesome. And that's inspiring. And it says, if it doesn't feel right, it's not. And I think women still, we so ignore our gut. And I have to stop ignoring my gut, because it just makes my gut want me more, for starters. But it's so true. If there's something like, if you know, you start seeing, I always say, you know, pay attention to the red flags until, because at some point one will be covered in chloroform. So, you know.
Definitely. If your gut is shaking its hand back and forth and saying no way, then follow it and trust it.
Absolutely. God, get out. Get out early.
Get out when you can. Don't waste any more time.
Don't wait 23 years.
Here's one I hear all the time. And you're right. I guess it is a defense mechanism. But I also think that some women authentically feel this way. But I'm too busy for love. Too damn busy. I got kids. I got 5 jobs. I'm too busy for love. And what do you say to that, Jen?
I think unless you are the president of the United States of America, you are not too busy. You can find time to do anything in this world, even if it's going to the gym, or if it's eating healthier, or if it's dating. You have the time, but busy is the number one excuse people use to put off things that are important to them, that do frighten and scare them.
And, you know, you can't even use the exclusion of the president of the United States, because Bill Clinton found a lot of time for some loving. He must have been exhausted. He was able to schedule in a wife and a mistress.
There's always time.
Very true.
Now, this is going to take some explaining. You say, treat love like you would books. What?
Yes. Yeah, so I am an avid reader. I check out, you know, probably 12 books a week from the library, and I flip through them. And if it doesn't keep my interest and it's boring and it's just not, I'm not feeling it, I don't pull through. I don't finish the entire book. I skip to the end, and I say on to the next one. It should be the same thing with dating. If you feel like, you know, there's no point to it, it's not going anywhere, the storyline's not for you, close it, skip to the end, and move on.
I've never heard that one before. I love it.
I like it. It's the same, yeah. Like, if it's not, you know, butterflies and somersaults in your stomach, move on.
Exactly, because other ways just have another pal. Now, I like this one, too. You say, don't hold back. So basically, if you're out on the date, you're like, don't be all, I'll just have a quinoa and kale salad. You're like, order what you like. And maybe don't burp out, you know, the chorus of Freebird. But but
yeah.
You're,
that's a second date.
Yeah.
Exactly.
More committed.
Number two.
So what do you mean by don't hold back? Is that like, don't take on another person's personality or, you know, don't be someone
Definitely.
Else. Don't be an imposter.
If someone's going on a date with you, it is because they want to get to know you. And if you're putting on a show and you're not eating the food you normally would, or you're not discussing the topics you normally would, you're wasting your time, because by date 3 and 4, when the real you kind of slips through whatever makeup you're wearing, or whatever costume you're putting on, you know, they're going to realize who you are. And that's, you know, if you're just delaying the inevitable when you kind of take on another persona and you don't say or do the things that you want to do. So why not put it all out there on the first couple of dates and see what happens?
And I think that's probably what contributes to the failure of most relationships, because somebody, you know, that first 3 months, it usually is that sort of honeymoon period. Sometimes it's just 6 weeks. Sometimes it's only 3 hours. It depends how good an actor you are.
That's right.
Or actress. And if you're pretending to be someone you're not, I mean, look, at some point, the real you,
that's
your inner,
right.
Like my inner child is an inner child star, and it's Honey Boo Boo. When that comes out, look out.
Look out.
Yeah.
You
so
want
it's
Honey
better.
Boo Boo out front and center. Get her out.
And you want people to love you for you. I mean, I don't think it has a shot otherwise.
Right.
That's
and if you can't
point.
Be yourself.
We all have our quirks and things that make us strange and weird and funny and exciting. And if we don't show those, then we're just like everyone else. And no one wants to be loved like everyone else. We want to be loved, you know, individually and for exactly who we are. So why not show that off and be proud of it?
Right. And if you're not doing that with somebody, then that person is not bringing that out of you either. So that's not the right person.
That is also very true.
Yeah, and that's stressful. That is, you're a wreck if you're around someone who you constantly have to be someone else for. And so we're not robots,
right.
Or even fembots. And finally, no. Number 10 is do only what feels right. So if someone's like,
exactly.
Hey, can I lick your eyeball? You're like, well, I got to think on that
right.
one. What do you mean by do only what feels right?
If you're going to follow one piece of dating advice or one rule from this list, do number 10. And that goes back to trusting your gut. You know, follow what's in your gut and do what feels right. If you want to say something in the moment, say it in the moment. Or if you want to you know, kiss the person, because you know what, this is your one chance, and why regret anything that you do in life? So you know what, just do it and do what feels right. And that goes back to, once again, trusting your gut. And that's the only rule that you should follow strictly when it comes to dating.
Gotcha. Now, I want to know, have you been applying these 10 rules to your own dating life, Jen? How you doing, honey? Are you dating triplets? I mean, give us a little bit of your personal details now.
You know, it's still very hard for me too, and the reason why I write these things is because I want to relate to people and I want to show them through the ways I've messed up before in the past. The things that I have learned, and I'm not an expert dater. I go on dates and I make a ton of mistakes over and over again, but that's just the beauty of life. And if the person appreciates your mistakes, you'll see them again. And if they don't, once again, you'll move on and you'll close that book.
You sound so healthy. It's almost making me puke. It's just so, you're beautifully healthy. And I love that. No, listen, that's why I do comedy, because I'm always messing up. And that's the magic of it. And then I can talk about it on stage. And I'm like, oh, that was just
right.
for the material.
Research.
Got to own it. Okay, so if we want to follow you on Twitter, you're at TThingsILearned. And the website is thethingsilearnedfrom.com. Thanks so much for joining us today on Speakeasy, Jen Glantz.
Thanks so much, Carla, and thanks, everyone. I had such a blast. Have a great day.
All right. Happy dating.
Thank you. You too.
Remember, only do what feels right. Like if a guy says, I want to make sweet love to your hair, don't do it. It's a gateway sexual maneuver. Just trust
so
me.
True.
He'll never pay for the blow dry. It's just, nah, you can't. That doesn't work for anyone.
It never does.
It really does.